This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Fatalities associated with these fires is now at 21. And again, this is continuing to evaluate and adjudicate the missing persons or unaccounted for individuals. We continue to work on that as we get into some of these fire areas.
Hundreds and hundreds of firemen who were, there are hundreds and hundreds of firemen who are on the scene at this wildfire that's devastating Northern California. And the stories that we're hearing are unbelievable. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, that's where we start. And as somebody who lived in California, I've talked about this already and have reached out to people, and I know it's devastating to them to see what's happening with the victims, to see the staggering numbers, just to see the burned out areas. You've got over 122,000 acres that have been burned. Most of it was that picturesque landscape of the wine country. So Napa, Sonoma, and this is a big area. It's three times bigger, as somebody put in perspective for me, than Washington, D.C. So, you know, 20,000 acres went up in 12 hours on Monday alone. The smoke from the fires has led to the worst air pollution on record for Northern California. Of course it has. And your people are just watching as things burn. These hurricane-force winds in some cases. 79-mile-an-hour gusts, they say, in Sonoma County. So that's the same kind of gust that you got along the Gulf Coast when Nate made landfall. So 571 structures burned, and the fire that they're calling the Tubbs Fire is the most destructive wildfire in Cal Fire records history that they have. It's threatening more structures, and there's no end in sight with all these people dead. There are 200-plus people missing. They found some of them safe, but there's still a lot of people missing. So 53,000 customers don't have power. Boy, oh boy, no rain in the forecast either being forecast. So that makes it tough. If they would get some rain, that certainly would help the situation. And you hear these, you know, you hear people say, well, how did these fires get to where they are? How did they become this? And it's just the perfect storm where you've got wildfires that began on Sunday night, and you had these terrible winds. So they're looking into what the, you know, investigating what the actual cause was, but all the fires were in areas that were populated. 95% of the fires in the state are started by people in some way. So, you know, sometimes they say lightning, but somebody leaves a smoldering cigarette. Sometimes it's accidental, whatever. But the high winds is the thing, and the heavy vegetation after a hot summer and dry conditions, that's what really knocks it out. The timing, too. The largest fire started between 9 and 11 o'clock on Sunday night. You know, the Tubbs Fire that they're talking about in Sonoma, Napa County started at 9:45. So people are in bed, older people, etc. The Redwood Potter fires, 21,000 acres in Mendocino County, started at 10:30 in the evening. So think of the winds, think of the time of the fire, and what that means to try to scramble and get people out. How quickly can you get people out of the situations that they're in? The answer is, it's pretty darn tough. And you heard Ken Pimlott, who's the director of the California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection. That was him that you just heard. And it's quite an undertaking. The acres burn so quickly. There's no time to notify anyone. And it's just sometimes, in some cases, sadly, luck of the draw, where somebody saw it coming and they got out, but they didn't have very much time to do it. It's just that quickly that it's happening. And October is typically when they get their worst fires in California. So that low humidity and the dry conditions are what leads to that. So we lead America tonight with it just, you know, again, really tremendous effort by everybody that's come from other states to try to, and not surprisingly, to try to fight this fire. Very, very sad, of course, to see it. There is no doubt about that. Other tsunamis of a different sort, politically speaking, washing across the land include that now the Department of Justice is ordering the FBI to investigate Harvey Weinstein, who was the head, one of the most powerful men in Hollywood, producer, to investigate all these allegations surrounding him. They're going to look into what could have been done to several women over several years. He was fired from the production company he founded that, of course, has his name on it. And his wife is leaving him, and every day there's another shoe that's dropping all over the place. And supposedly he's on his way to Europe or somewhere. TMZ is reporting that he's going there for sex therapy treatment in some unknown country. But if he were to stay in Europe and take shelter there and criminal charges were brought against him in the U.S., he could avoid prosecution by staying put because some countries don't extradite to the U.S. Remember, Roman Polanski did that back in the 70s when he was convicted of raping a 13-year-old girl. So anyway, the Department of Justice's decision to investigate is perhaps definitely a little political. Certainly, he was a guy who donated countless amounts of money to Democrats over the years, including Hillary Clinton, who said she was shocked and appalled and was giving all the money that he donated to charity. And this is a pretty big one. This is one that affects a lot of people because of the amount of business that he produced, I guess, in Hollywood. So there you go. We got a couple of polls, and you know, I haven't done polls in a long time. I used to be called the poll princess because it's interesting to watch the polls. Some of them are correct and some of them, you just take them with a grain of salt. But polls are polls, and there's a reason why people pay for them, because they want to get the pulse of what's really ticking out there. So a record number of voters disapprove of President Trump's tweeting from his personal Twitter account, according to a Quinnipiac University poll that was released on Wednesday. According to the poll, 70% say Trump should stop tweeting, while 27% say he should continue. A majority of every subcategory said it would be better from the president to refrain from using the personal Twitter account, and he's been criticized for that for a while, obviously. And 58% say Trump's comments regarding NFL players should them not kneeling during the national anthem weren't appropriate. Most people that responded, 52%, also disagreed, though, with players taking a knee. So his overall approval ratings are up 2 points in the poll. A total of 38% think he's doing a good job now, compared to 36% in September, so that's up a couple of points. And then there was different findings for different things that were, you know, that were shared in this poll. So there you go. Quinnipiac poll. Coming up, odds and ends.
There's a moon in the
next
sky.
On ATN.
It's called the moon. And everybody is there. 30.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm feeling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Roll down the lane, as they say, here on ATN. A lot of interesting things happening. A lot of sad things, frankly, happening. That's for sure. I mentioned the thing about the fires in California. I used to live in California. I have a very good friend. Her name, we used to just hang out all the time. Great lady. Her name is Marianne Favreau. She's been in the thick of these fires, and it really is devastating to the people and what they're seeing, and it's those winds. Winds are just killer, and sadly, people couldn't get out, like, in the dark of the night. Some of them were able to get out, some of them didn't. Hello, Izzy.
Hi, Kate.
Hello.
And hi, Dan. I heard him earlier, and where is Graham?
He's got a different work schedule, so he hasn't been able to call in.
Oh, I guess I missed that episode. Anyway, I'll get to the fires in a minute. I got to tell you, you got to give Paul more time to speak. I mean, he's like a one-syllable answer most of the time.
That's what he wants to do. He wants you to feel sorry for him, I'm sure. He's playing you guys.
No, he's not.
No, he's not. Come on.
And what about the chore assignment? Seriously. People do that?
I think it's weird. I agree. There shouldn't be assignments. What are we keeping score now? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I was going to say, well, so much for the laundry, because the last time I heard about laundry in that house, it was like, hustle before your friend got there.
That's true. We're too damn busy. I know. It's ridiculous.
No, now I got to hit you up on the gardening.
Okay.
Now, I've always for the most part. I've always had a couple jobs in my younger days.
Uh-huh.
I still manage the garden. And grow.
You are, listen, you are an anomaly. You are Superwoman times 20.
No,
you are
unbelievable.
No,
I'm not. I just like to putt. And before I got really ill a year ago in 2016, I grew my own veggies, including my own potatoes. I grew my own herbs because I enjoy it, seriously. And I, if somebody hadn't stolen all my apples, I would have been canning my apples. And it was like, come on. Now, here's a challenge for you and Paul. It's too late in the season this year, but I will remind you next spring, you each have to grow at least one vegetable. Find a little spot in your yard. I don't care if it's tomatoes, if it's little peppers, like cayenne peppers. I don't care. But you each have to grow one vegetable, and you're going to have to take a picture of it and put it on your website.
All right, I will do it. I accept that challenge.
Yeah, but will Paul?
He will. He loves you because you stick up for him, so he's always asking if you called up to defend him. So he'll
Are
do it.
Serious?
I know he will. Yes.
Poor man. That's kind of funny. Anyway, okay. The fires. If y'all out there believe in prayer, I pray for everyone, but a buddy of mine is missing, Steve. And I'm really, really worried because this is it all not like him.
Wow.
So I'm pretty concerned. And I'm telling you, we need prayers for those firefighters. They are exhausted. Just, I mean,
I agree.
Exhausted. And I know, I've been in a couple firefighters. One is a, fires. I can get it out. One as an actual firefighter. Many, many years ago, and another one when I was deputy directing traffic. And let me tell you, okay, you wanna just knock people upside the head for being stupid when it comes to fires.
Yeah.
So, but now let's get to Harvey Weinstein. What a puke!
What a puke is that's the accurate description. Thank you.
I mean, seriously, this is a man who allegedly. Has always been Mr. What do you call it? Moneybags, and he's buddies with Clinton. So who's worse, Clinton or Weinstein? But seriously, this is a man who has always used his power. And I heard another person saying he felt sorry for him because he's sick. Blah, blah. Seriously,
no, sorry.
How do you feel sorry for such a creep person?
He's creepy, and you know it's sad, Izzy, because you know, as strong as women can be, there are young women that, of course, they don't know what to do. They're in shock. It's horrible. That's terrible.
But he has a gorgeous head, a gorgeous wife,
absolutely, and young children,
five of them. But you know, when you have a wife that looks like she does, and you're out screwing around, that's disturbing alone.
That is.
But they need to go after Clinton for all his antics. He was just as bad. I mean, seriously.
It's just brutal. It's just brutal.
Oh, yeah. But wave at Paul for me and tell him he's got the challenge now. He needs to get to it and do it. Or else you can have another challenge. You can grow herbs inside each of you. Just have one little pot and see if you can grow herbs.
How hard is it to grow herbs for people listening?
It's not hard. I have my second batch going of oregano and cilantro and, garlic. Garlic's a little bit more difficult. But 2 years ago, I grew 40 pounds of potatoes.
You're kidding.
No. No, I'm not.
Oh, that is awesome.
Bucket potatoes, and I had enough for all winter. So it's not hard, and trust me, I used to schedule time on my calendar to slay, but I still managed to get in my gardening. It's also extremely healthy for you, the gardening.
Yeah, I was going to say that. It's got to be healthy for you.
Buzz off on the, the golf. Get to the gardening.
All right. Forget the golf. Go to the gardening.
You bet. Okay.
Thanks, Izzy. That's great. Good stuff from Izzy. Yeah, she's jabbing me about the golf. I was in a charity golf tournament, and I said that it's true. I hit a 60-foot putt. I mean, who knows? You know, those things happen. And it was just so odd that the people that I was playing with, one of the guys was so excited. He picked me up, and when he picked me up, he bruised my rib. So I have a bruised rib as a result of hitting a 60-foot putt. So that's the, you know, no good deed goes unpunished. Isn't there some saying like that? You've heard it. I know you've all heard it. And it's just a silly thing because it's just an odd, it was just kind of an odd deal that I hit it. Of course I was trying to make it, but that's a purely, oh, okay, wow, you hit that putt, I can't believe it. And it happened, and it just was one of those moments where he was so beyond excited that it led to the bruised rib. What can I say? It, you know, nuttiness, pure nuttiness. Wow. She's right. Maybe gardening would be better for me. It'd probably be safer, right, if I do the gardening thing. Somewhat safer anyway. The problem with gardening is I won't say it's a problem, but you got to be on top of it. Because if you're not on top of it, then it all blows apart on you. You got to be on top of everything, from the watering to the, oh, you're going away, to, you know, whatever it is. You got to be able to, you got to be able to do it. You got to be able to stay up with it. As a quick aside here on a lighter note, it's just kind of interesting. How about the Yankees? Never say die or quit when you have the belief that New York was in the hole. They were down two games, so they were on the verge of elimination. They roared all the way back and won 3. They won the series against the Cleveland Indians 5-2, and then they, of course, win 3-2 the series overall. And Washington has made it interesting against the Cubs, the World Series winner, by beating them 5-0. So now that series is tied at 2 apiece. So if you like the great American pastime, which for a lot of people still is, then you would find that to be pretty interesting, because it looked like the Cubs and the Cleveland Indians were on a course to perhaps meet again, but at least go to their championship series, their respective championship series, both in the American League and in the National League. And how about it? That didn't happen. I don't know. It says something about belief to me, that never say die, because you could be in that proverbial hole and then somehow you can find your way back in. And we've been talking a lot about the controversy over the anthem. So, by the way, when NFL owners meet in New York next week, they're going to discuss the national anthem controversy. And they're going to be joined by reps from the Players Union. Should be interesting what leaks out of that. Hang with us. Shauna Sukow up next here on America Tonight.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
America tonight, Shauna Sukash, she's got a great book out called Don't Become Extinct, Join the Sales Evolution. She certainly knows about sales. You know, a lot of people, I'm sorry, blow smoke at you. She doesn't. She was a million-dollar B2B buyer for over 20 years. And check this out. When I met Shauna, I found this out. In 2008, she founded an association of buyers whose annual spending exceeded, check this out, ready, $5 billion, right? So she's earned a seat at the table. In fact, she gets the head seat at the table. I'm surprised Richard Branson and everybody else isn't just banging her door down. And maybe they are, I don't know. But luckily she's joining us. Hey, Shauna, how are you?
I'm great. I would love it if Richard Branson would come calling. That would be awesome.
I think so, too. Go to his island. You know, he has that island.
Right.
We can go hang out on his island. I'll go
that'd
with
be, that'd
you.
That'd be fine.
I love your title, Don't Become Extinct. So it's provocative. What do you mean when you say don't become extinct?
Well, I did a research study, and the findings were shocking to me. So it led me to make the prediction that within 10 years, 80% of traditional salespeople are going to become extinct because buyers don't trust them anymore, and they're using outdated methods. And if they keep doing what they're doing, they're going to be out of job. So it's like a massive extinction to me.
And knowing that, you're saying that, you know, they're using outdated methods, and if they don't change and they don't adapt, et cetera, that's where they'll find themselves. Why do you think there is that reluctance to change? Because certainly lots of sales teams know that, but they don't adopt these new methods.
Right. Well, what I'm finding is it comes from higher up who haven't, you know, like maybe there's an older leader who hasn't been on the front line of sales in a long time and hasn't felt this shifting dynamic that's going on in buyers across all industries. And so they say, I hate this phrase, it's a numbers game. You just have to cold call more. You just have to send out more emails. Well, it's not about more anymore. It's about shifting how you're connecting with buyers, because buyers can kind of sense when they're being sold to, and we don't like that anymore. You know, it's just we want authenticity and we want relationship.
I like that. So give us some tips on how should you connect? How do you develop that relationship? What are some ways to do that?
We have to approach the buyer differently. It used to be that you approached the buyer as your company first, and then as a salesperson, and then you got to humanize yourself a little bit after you knew the buyer for quite a while. And now it's completely flipped. You have to come at the buyer as a real human being that's flawed and fun and, you know, whatever is authentically you, and then you ease into the sales mode, because buyers don't trust salespeople and they don't trust companies anymore. They trust their peers. They trust people that are real and authentic and, you know, and come at them in a natural way. And so one of the things I recommend is social proof. We hear this a lot nowadays. It's a real buzz phrase. You have to capture other buyers saying things about you and then share that with your prospects, because your prospects don't believe what you say. They believe what their peers say, even if they're complete strangers. They believe those peers online or whatever way you're presenting that social proof to them. So it's a whole new game out there. You can't just cold call and expect to be successful.
Yeah, it's great advice. So it might be that you get a quotes testimonial, or you, when you say social proof, or maybe even a video. And listen, you don't have to be a speaker. You don't have to be a broadcaster. You could be a lawyer. You could be an accountant. You could be really in any field and, frankly,
yes,
get a little snippet of a video, correct?
Exactly. And you hit on it brilliantly. Video is key. We don't read anymore as a culture. We don't read written testimonials, and frankly, we don't trust written testimonials because they can be fake. We want to see a video of a buyer who's really happy with the product, with the salesperson, with the company, because we can trust that, and we can see in their eyes and you know, if they're really happy, okay, I trust this product a little bit more. It's like, you know, when you're buying a car, you don't start that process by walking on the lot anymore. You go online and see what other people say about that car, and you do your research before you even talk to the salesperson. So, it's a whole new game of how you present your product, how you present yourself, and it's fascinating to me.
It is. It's fascinating to me as well, because you said it, the title, Don't Become Extinct, Join the Sales Evolution, because if you don't evolve, you do run that risk of just being knocked out of the game, right?
Exactly. Yep. And there are solutions, there are tools, there are ways that you can do this, and it doesn't have to be brain damaged. It doesn't mean working harder. I feel bad for salespeople that think, there's something wrong with me, I just need to work harder. No, there's just something wrong with the approach that you're using. So just a little tweak can make you really successful and not have to work as hard. And then you get to spend more time with your family and you get to make more money and, you know, all the things that we enjoy.
I like that. Spend more time with your family and do things you enjoy, the lifestyle. Wow. So one of the things that a lot of people talk about is LinkedIn, you know, and all the forms of social media you can use. But LinkedIn is sort of like a walking resume. But you say in your book that the fourth most preferred way you can connect with buyers is through LinkedIn, but you might be sensing that buyers are becoming more resistant to LinkedIn as a prospecting tool, and you're right. Why are they more resistant when really it's been so attractive to connect with people that way?
Well, LinkedIn is a fabulous tool. It's still a wonderful prospecting tool, but it's not as great as it was maybe 5 years ago because salespeople have abused it. And they've reached out, sent generic connection requests, and then started selling right away, just using it completely the wrong way, like a yellow pages. And just, you know, buyers want to read your summary that is not a resume of how great you are as a killer salesperson. So you need to tweak that summary to talk about your passion for what you do and what gets you up in the morning, and humanize that profile so it's not a resume. And you reach out and make authentic connections on LinkedIn. And then buyers will still be open to that. But these generic requests to connect followed by a sales pitch, that's what's kind of making LinkedIn less effective for those traditional salespeople. So that's another way they need to evolve. Just change your approach slightly, and you'll be far more effective on LinkedIn. It's still a great tool.
Yeah. The other thing is, you know, in talking about video, video calls are really powerful, aren't they? Because it's hard to hide who you are, and that authenticity, I think, pours out even if you have a tough time with that. Am I right?
Yes. So this is something that, you know, people think that Skype or my preference now is Zoom. People think that these are for calling grandma. And no, this is one of the most powerful tools in your arsenal these days if you're a salesperson. You want to do everything you can to get that prospect on video. And you can even use tools to send video email that will actually get responded to because people are shocked, and it's harder to ignore a person. And when you're looking in someone's eyes in a video email or on a video call, it's harder to kind of be a jerk and hit delete. You're more engaged, and that's good for the salesperson. So try to use video in any way you can whenever possible. It's way more authentic, and humanizing yourself is the way that you're going to stay relevant.
Well, you said at the beginning, and we're speaking with Shauna Sukash. She's written a book called Don't Become Extinct, Join the Sales Evolution. You can get it on Amazon for sure. Pick it up. But, you know, spread the word to your sales teams. It's an incredible book. It takes you all the way through what we're talking about now. You said in the beginning that, you know, it was shocking, amazing, the information that you found out. What was the most shocking thing you found out about where we're headed as far as sales is concerned?
Just the fact that largely, by and large, and salespeople out there know what I'm talking about, they're being ignored. And that is the first thing that's going to lead to extinction. If they think that they can just keep doing more of the same, they're going to become extinct because we don't need them. I referred to the car scenario before. You step on the lot these days, once you've already made your decision on what car you're going to buy, what color, everything, what value does the salesperson bring? So that salesperson is going to become extinct unless you develop a really cool relationship with that person and you trust them, and then you send referrals to them, and you buy your next car from them, and they're going to stick around a lot longer, and they're going to be successful. But if that salesperson just stays, you know, in the rut and in the traditional mode, they're going to be gone. We don't need that salesperson anymore to educate us, to help us find the right model. We've already done that. So we're really a more informed culture than we've ever been thanks to the internet. So the sales funnel as a result is really shrinking, and the sales role is changing. So yeah, the whole function of a salesperson is what shocked me the most, is that it's just rapidly changing, and more so than any other time in our history. I think this is just past 3 years kind of stuff, and going forward the next 10 years, it's going to continue to just hugely shift because we're a really educated culture. We want to shop in our jammies, you know, so a lot is going to change, and I really feel for salespeople, I really want to help them stay relevant.
I love it. Shauna Sukash, thanks so much. Don't Become Extinct, Join the Sales Evolution. Again, you can get it on Amazon.com. Thanks, Shauna.
Thanks, Kate.
if you're 85 or younger. Would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
ProPure water filters, most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's P-R-O-P-U-R.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Here on America Tonight, of course, over the years, we've certainly done that. I just had a couple of friends who went to Cuba, and boy, interesting stories they shared. In fact, one of them will join us probably next week or the week after that. But joining us right now, he's in our virtual green room, Keith Bolander. He's a freelance journalist, and he's the author of Voices from the Other Side, an oral history of terrorism against Cuba. Keith, thanks for popping on the show.
Thanks for having me, Kate.
So now we see this big switch, the death of Fidel Castro, Raul Castro, now the leader of Cuba, but essentially he was leading Cuba, and I think people forget that or just don't process that information, I guess. So I don't see much of a change of what's happened in the past, but I could be wrong. You were steeped in this, so let's start there. What do you think happens as far as Cuba itself and a new regime?
Well, Fidel stepped down in 2006 and handed power over to his brother Raul. Since then, there's been substantial economic reforms take place under Raul's leadership. His style is quite different than Fidel's. There's been a great deal of changes and economic reforms in the last 5 years, opening up private businesses, allowing Cubans to sell, buy homes, cars. And then the main thing that's happened under Raul is the normalization process that started 2 years ago, almost to the day, 2 years ago, to President Obama and Raul Castro announced intentions of normalizing relations. So I think there's been dramatic and substantial changes under Raul.
All right, so besides the economic, it's not on the other side of what's happening to the people of Cuba. Obviously, if they're able to buy houses and cars, that is significantly different than what has been pretty much the law of the land before he took power. So do you think that we'll just continue to go the same way? I mean, they'll just continue to see that. He says he's going to step down in, what, 2018, and maybe they have a much more democratic kind of government?
Well, yeah, he is stepping down in 2018, and there are Cuban officials ready to take over. I think you'll see the process, the economic reforms continue. The political system is their own to decide how they want to do it. What the problem may be is if President-elect Trump decides to rescind the process, that's going to harm the relations between the two countries, and it's certainly going to retrench Cuba's position, and it may have an effect on the economic reforms as well.
What do you think Trump will do? Because obviously this is a big changing of the guard for us here in the United States, and that could, as you say, change U.S.-Cuba relations.
Yeah, I'm quite concerned about it. He's already named an advisor, Mauricio Claver Corón, who is extremely anti-Cuban, who's a Cuban-American born in the United States. So if President-elect Trump listens to him, then I think you're going to see the possibility of all the executive orders that President Obama accomplished to proceed with the normalization process. I think you may see President-elect Trump rescind all that. And that's a bad thing. I mean, that's going to be harmful for both the United States and Cuba. There's a lot of American businesses already involved in Cuba, Carnival Cruise Lines, Marriott Hotels. And if President-elect Trump rescinds those, it's going to harm them. The main thing is, though, the embargo, the blockade against Cuba, and the final travel restrictions for Americans coming to visit Cuba are still in the hands of Congress. So even if President Trump proceeds with the process, doesn't rescind it, the embargo still has to be ended under congressional acts.
Yeah, and what do you say to the people who say, how can we do that? We shouldn't lift that because of what's really still happening to the people. See, that's still the argument that, okay, you've seen these economic reforms, but you still have hardliners that are Cuban-Americans who say, no way, there's not as much change as you think. What do you say to that?
Yeah, well, unfortunately, that's been the position for the last 55 years since the Triumphant Revolution. Their position has always been not to engage with Cuba. Their position is they want to harm the Cuban people economically to the extent that they'll rise up and overthrow their old government. Fortunately, they're becoming a smaller and smaller amount of Cuban Americans. The majority of Cuban Americans now want to engage with Cuba, want to normalize relations. It's the first generation exiles and some really hardliners in Congress, like Marco Rubio and Ileana Ross-Lehtinen, who want to end the normalization process, who want to go back to the Cold War days, and basically just want to continue to punish the Cuban people economically for their support of their own government.
And, you know, it's interesting. So younger people in Cuba, there's a lot of things in that are kind of at stake here. I saw, I don't know who it was, who took television cameras in maybe a year ago. Maybe it was 60 Minutes or some other national network that went in. And you know this, still even with the changes, there's not the whole advancement with Internet, with so much more that obviously we have here in the United States. If the lanes were to remain open and there was more of this enterprise and this exchange, do you think all of that would change?
Well, yeah. I mean, Cuba is a third world developing country that's under embargo, and so there is restrictions for logistical reasons why the country isn't as integrated with the Internet as a first world country like the United States or Canada. The process, if it continues, if the normalization process continues, you're going to have more advances, more opportunities for individual Cubans to explore the economic reforms that are taking place. The Cuban government will be more relaxed, you'll have more reforms on their part. So it's really, really important that the process continues, and hopefully Donald Trump, the businessman, will understand that and not listen to the voices that want to end the process.
Yeah, and if that happens, do you think we see an end to people getting on rafts and trying to find their way to the United States, and more possibilities for Cubans to immigrate to the United States legally?
Well, it depends if President-elect Trump, what he decides to do with the Cuban Adjustment Act. The act is the one that induces Cubans to leave Cuba and get on raft and to get into the United States, because as soon as they touch foot on United States soil, the Cuban Adjustment Act kicks in and they get all sorts of benefits.
Yeah.
So there's huge incentive to get into the United States. Donald Trump, President-elect Trump, has actually come out against the Cuban Adjustment Act. He does want to end it because he sees it as favoring one group of immigrants as opposed to the other. The Cubans are leaving for economic reasons. They're not leaving for political reasons. And the Cuban government wants to end the Cuban Adjustment Act because they want it to end because they see it as incentives for Cubans to take dangerous risks on rafts or spend thousands and thousands of dollars for others to try and get them into the United States. So it'll be really interesting in the first 3 or 4 months of the president-elect's administration to see what he does with the process and see if he does end the Cuban Adjustment Act. Now, if he indicates that he is going to end the Cuban Adjustment Act, you may see thousands of Cubans trying to get into the United States before it does end, simply to gain all these benefits that no other group of immigrants do get.
Have you ever been to Cuba?
About 100 times in the last 100
years. I knew it. 100 times.
My wife's Cuban. I lived in Cuba. I have family in Cuba. Yeah, I have a great connection with the country.
Wow. What would you tell people about Cuba?
If I'm talking to Americans, which I love to talk to Americans about Cuba, I will tell them first and foremost, go down now. See Cuba now. See for yourself the good, the bad, the indifferent. Talk to the Cuban people, and they will talk to you about everything, including all the things that are right about their society and all the things that are wrong about their society. And since President Obama started the normalization process, there have been hundreds of thousands of Americans going down to Cuba. In fact, you cannot get a hotel room in Havana right now for months because it's all booked with Americans. That's the biggest thing. For 50 years, the media, the political elite in the United States has portrayed Cuba in a certain way, mostly negative. I always tell people, go down, see for yourself, and then come back and make up your own mind. So I would highly recommend anyone who's thinking of going to Cuba, do it now.
Yeah, great advice. What's the best thing about that culture that you found? Because you've explored it more than anyone that I know.
The people. Absolutely the people. I love the cigars. I love the rum. I love the sun. But it's the people. They're genuinely interested in talking to you. They're genuinely interested in exchanging ideas and talking about their society because it's been so misrepresented. And I started going down to Cuba as a tourist and came back time and time again to get to know the people more. That led me to the research on the first book and the second book. I have so many people, so many friends, so many strangers when I talk to them about Cuba. They come up to me and say, yeah, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I wasn't sure about the people. I went down there, interacted with the people on whatever level, and continued to go to Cuba simply because the people are so, it's quite unique. They're quite amazing people despite all the hardships they've gone through. The people of Cuba itself are the main attraction to go down to the country now.
All right, great stuff. Keith Olander, thanks so much. You can pick up the book, I'm assuming, at Amazon?
Absolutely.
All right, pick it up at Amazon. Keith, thank you.
Thank you very much, Kate.
Fit together, just fit too long. I guess you never noticed what went wrong.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with 2 teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a 4-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com. Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.